Okay, so guys, I've uploaded the previous episodes and my friend, one of my friend in mind, as I said, he won't mind. And oh Jesus, cheers to my wonderful listeners. Thank you very much. You've been so amazing and grateful. I really appreciate. I can't say thank you enough. But I will still say thank you. Okay, welcome back to another episode, and I'm so happy that I'm making this now. So I've posted the previous episode with a few of them's permission. No, let me not say it like I asked. I just went to my status and posted, like, I made a VN status recording, like, oh, bruces, I've mentioned your name in my podcast too. More than others, I did not ask you before. I forgot how I placed it, but then I'm like, I've mentioned your name. I'm apologizing in advance, so I did not ask for your permission, but I've used it like that, baby, in case you come across my podcast channel. Before you say this girl did not say, I didn't say all that, but I just, well, if you're on my WhatsApp list, you will hear it, but if you're not, though, I would not like to say it's your loss, but thank God. At some point, I just want to add this in this episode. I was on Instagram a few moments ago and I was seeing some people's. Yeah, I listen to. Sorry. I watch Cutty's YouTube channel. I watch Amara the Lesbian's YouTube channel. I watch what other YouTube channel? Fisayo, the YouTuber. No. Fisayo, yeah. Fisayo, there are two Fisayos. There is Fisayo the YouTuber, and there is Fisayo that talks about tech and finance and every other thing. The Tayo that talks about tech and finance and things and gadgets is a guy, while Fisayo the YouTuber is a girl. So there are so many YouTube channels that I watch and I listen to whatever it is they say. But what other YouTuber that I watch? I mean, there are many of them, but there. Here's what I want to say. Even my very closest friends that has a YouTube channel, I mean, not YouTube channel, I mean, a podcast channel, Anchor. She's also on Anchor. I listen to her and I love what she says. One time I played one of my podcast content for my mom. She was like, you're doing okay. You're not lacking in terms of how you talk and probably. Maybe stalling or catching your breath or taking time before you respond. And her feedback was okay. And I loved it that my mom gave me a positive feedback. Yeah. But when I listen to other people's podcast channel, I feel like they have something to say and what they are saying is coordinated. And then I'm like, how do I place whatever it is I want to say? How do I see? Let me know. Like, even after watching so many videos, after going through so many talk, whatever, see, I'm not like, to start writing and coordinating what I want to upload, it's so hard. I don't know if I'm the only one out here feeling like I don't have a lot of things figured out, especially how to handle and program my episodes or what to say when I'm podcasting. But this is me saying that I usually have cold feet when I make episodes and I listen to other people's content. I'm like, am I sure my content is good enough? Am I sure they want to listen to me? Why? Because I feel like I'm always talking about myself. I'm not talking about other people. Well, and now I have the right to gossip about other people, but I'm gossiping about some share. Funny enough, do you know that work, I mean, office drama is mostly sweet when there's gist and amiable. Like, I'm not gossiping with the people in the office, so, like, I'm listening to the gossip and I'm coming back home to gossip with other people at home, like my mom, my friends. Not like I'm gossiping, but I don't see it as gossiping when I'm discussing with my mom, when I'm treating my mom, like giving out the teas. I don't think I see it as gossip, but when I'm treating with my friends, I wouldn't want to say it's gossip. But after a while, after the whole conversation has happened and ended, I'll be like, oh, I just gossip about my office wahala with my friends. Why? Because I don't have that boyfriend that I will even gist with. Even the people that I've seen that I've interviewed in my head as boyfriend material, just little complain and nag. I feel like they just want me to shut up, like, let this baby be done with talking and keep quiet. That's how I feel, because there's no, those are my friends. We've always been very, very
wonderful. Anyway, with all this rambling I've done, I hope I've been able to confuse you and not convince you that I'm a very, very lovely and wonderful person. Does this make sense? Thank you for enjoying and listening to this episode. I hope you enjoyed it, and I'm happy I was able to keep you company this time around, and I'm happy that my happiness was able to show. Oh, wait till they talk like that. You were able to feel it. I don't know if you felt it, but I was in a good mood while making this episode. Not like in the previous episode, I've not been in a good mood, but good moods can also be faked. I just want you to know that. But this is so real, and it's surreal. See you same time, same place, same podcast. I can't tell you how consistent I'm going to get. I don't want to disappoint, but my friend says you have to be consistent. Ciao. Peace. Not to brag, eh? See, my mom is the most amazing woman of all time. Yeah, there it is. I said it. I know many a times I must have said, oh, I feel less. I feel this. I feel that. My mom doesn't see me as this. Oh, I'm feeling depressed. My mom doesn't understand me. My mom doesn't get me. But when I feel like I'm out of that zone, I'm like, man, my mom is trying. How she gets to hold it down, holds her shit all together, have everything. She doesn't have everything figured out. Don't get me wrong. She doesn't have everything figured out. But she's hoping that things work out for the best. And the fact that she has such energy to carry on, even when things don't look all good, makes me feel like I am lucky. No, makes me feel I am lucky that I have her as my mom. Not feel like. I know that there are times where we don't get along, and we argue and we say things to piss each other off. Man, I never thought I'd get to this stage where I'll say things that I'm like, I want to give my mom a piece of my mind. See, even if I still give her a piece of my mind, the woman know they hear. She know they ever want here. She'll be like, you don't know. You don't know anything. I'm your mother. I don't want to listen. I'm being stubborn. But I never fail to realize. No, I do fail to realize sometimes that she was once my age. But I have never been her age. I'm still getting there. So I am here to say that I really appreciate my mom's effort over myself and my siblings. Many will fail to see this and only see the flaws I complain about. But she's the most spectacular and wonderful person you can ever know. I am sure that a few of my family friends can relate to this. She's a wonderful being. And I'm grateful to God I have her as my mom. Every other person can say the same about their mom, but not everyone can say the same about their mom. Well, it's such an honor that I'm a child, even though sometimes I'm the year old. But then I tend to see some similarities between myself and my mom. We think alike in the sense of how we converse with people, how we feel at some point, how we think people feel about us. People's action towards us, like, damn, I'm like, oh my goodness, I know I am my mother's daughter. So I used to have this number I saved on my phone one time. Then I was still dating this person. So I saved the person's number as Ikeji. That's my second, like a twin or something. And my mom saw the name on my phone one time. And she was like, Ikeji, who is Ikeji? And I'm like, what do you think Ikeji was? Is and she explained, I'm like, what the fuck? Like, how can she be so accurate? And then again, I'm like, I'm my mother's daughter. What do you expect? We think alike. Like, we reason almost the same way to some point. But then I always tend to forget that she has once been my age. Only that, should I say, because the times are different now, does that mean that the lessons are going to be different? But I don't know what to say to that, but I do know that our ways of attending and resolving to solve solutions are different just because we are different. I wouldn't want to say because times are different. Everybody handles situations differently. But here's me saying that I love that God gave me this opportunity to be a child of my mother, and I'm grateful to every wonderful mother out there struggling to have their shit together, putting in the work, doing their best. I stand with you, and I pray for God's strength, mercy, grace, and favor, and blessings to also come upon you. Peace.